Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the details on how Best Buy is acquiring Great Call for $800 million. It's a big move that comes as the retailer looks to invest more in tech that addresses the needs of older Americans. We'll get the details, but first, these tech headlines. Are pharmacy startups ready to take on roles as distributors? The Journal says the jury is out. Startups have infused the pharmacy business with a dose of modern tech, and it's resonating with customers. In the past few years, companies like Capsule, which just raised $50 million, NimbleRx, and NowRx Inc. have all reported ongoing customer growth, owing to modern conveniences like app-based delivery orders and transparent pricing. Consumers and investors alike are often attracted to the app-based direct-to-consumer tech. But according to the Journal, most startups depend on partnerships that dictate where health plans and startups can offer services. Get more at WSJ.com. In a rush to turn old factories and shipping containers into high-tech urban farms, entrepreneurs like Francisco Caffarina are in a jam, and strawberries are proving to be surprisingly troublesome. On the plus side, growing crops indoors in cities has helped feed the world's expanding population. Meanwhile, extreme weather associated with climate change means new challenges for conventional farmers. The Journal has more about how indoor farming has attracted big-name investors, including SoftBank. Google's Eric Schmidt has also pumped $200 million into an indoor farming startup called Plenty. And Lenovo is leaving its tech sector rivals behind, for once. The Chinese PC maker turned profitable in the latest quarter. The Journal says investors shouldn't count on the good news lasting, however. Asian tech stocks have lately been dragged back to reality after a run of bad results. Lenovo, Chinese leading PC maker, has gone in the opposite direction. Its shares have lost about two-thirds of their value in the past 3 years, but Thursday it revealed a $77 million net quarterly profit, turning around a similar-sized loss this time last year. Coming up, Best Buy's new tech initiative to tap into a new market, how it's acquiring jitterbug parent Great Call for $800 million to get it done. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Best Buy has agreed to buy Great Call, Inc., the maker of senior-focused jitterbug mobile phones, for $800 million, as part of an effort to increase investments in tech that addresses the needs of older people. Let's get more. Joining us now from New York is Deputy Spot News Editor Robert Barba. Hi, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Robert, what do we know about the specifics of this deal and how Best Buy sees this union playing out?
Sure. So Best Buy is spending $800 million to acquire Jitterbug's parent, Great Call. The way they see this is this fits into this kind of their larger strategy of coming up with more products and services to address the aging population, whose needs are going to continue to grow and whose size is going to continue to grow in the coming years.
Right. And for folks unfamiliar, Jitterbug phones are popular among that particular crowd. How are those devices particularly tailored for these older users?
They tend to be very simple, easy to use. The whole kind of play is making sure that it's something that, you know, people can use very easily, and it's not difficult. And it's not just the phone. I mean, the phone is kind of the landmark, or the phone is the flagship part of their offerings, but they also offer other connected devices, wearables, and things like that.
Okay, right. And how viable is this market for retailers? Is it one that's really starting to gain more attention?
Yeah, I mean, I would point to Best Buy's press release. In there, they noted that there are approximately 50 million Americans over the age of 65 today, and that number is expected to increase by more than 50% within the next 20 years.
In addition to its jitterbug phones, you mentioned earlier it has other devices as well. So why is Great Call a good match for Best Buy in particular? What made it viable for this initiative, and what kind of success has it seen generally?
Well, so Best Buy last year launched a program called Assured Living that's now offered in 21 markets, and it's sort of the tools that lets kids, adult children, monitor their aging parents, right? And it's mostly sensors, kind of things like mom hasn't gotten out of the bed in a few days,
okay,
or someone hasn't checked the refrigerator in a few days. So those sorts of things, the way I understand it, this complements that. And because, as we mentioned, it's not just the jitterbug phone. There's also connected devices that are intended to give, you know, adult children peace of mind and also give, you know, those aging Americans access to, you know, one-touch services that connects them to caregivers or concierge services or questions that they can get answered, and as well dispatch emergency personnel.
Sure. So Best Buy said the deal is part of its Best Buy 2020 strategy. How else does it plan to use tech to better address its customers' needs? Jitterbug is one way, and this demographic is one way, but anything else worth noting?
You know, they do talk about in their 2020 plan the kind of just expanding the ability of the connected home. And I think that that's a trend that we're seeing kind of broadly,
huge,
the whole
sure.
Internet of Things. As that grows, Best Buy thinks they're well positioned to take advantage of that.
Deputy Spot News editor for the Journal, Robert Barba. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
For more on the story, head to WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.